It's 9:49 and time for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is AM 580's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 5.94, down 6 on the open. September, 6.08, down 4.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 6.03, down 3.5 on the open. September, 6.19, down 3.5. December, 6.17.5, down 4. March, 6.17, down 4.5. May, 6.05, down 8 on the open. July corn opened at 4.14.5, up 6 on the open. September, 4.19, up 3.5. December, 4.18.75, up 1.25. March, 4.29, up 2.5. May, 4.37, up 3.5. July, 4.38.25, up 3/4 on the open. December, at 4.29.5, up 3/4 on the open. July beans opened at 8.34, up 6.5 on the open. August, 8.40.5, up 5.5. September, 8.49, up 5.25. November, 8.65, up 5. January, 8.79, up 8.25. March, 8.80.5, up 4.5. May, 8.84, up 6. July, 8.93, up 6.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 231, up 60 on the open. August, 232.80, up 90. July soybean oil opened at 35.50, up 34 on the open. August, 35.90, up 49. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 107, down 57.5 on the open. September, 107.25, down 50. October, 107.57.5, down 30. November, 107.60, down 25 on the open. June live cattle open at 90.60, unchanged on the open. August unchanged as well. The open there at 90.55. October, 94.42.5, up 7.5. December, 95.40, up 2.5 on the open. July lean hogs open at 76.70, up 30 on the open. August, 75.90, up 50. October, 69, up 7.5. And December, 66.80, up 5 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 99.50, up 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I was going to ask you on this bright Friday morning why it was that wheat and because of the strength of, that we're seeing in wheat, we're not seeing the corn follow it up nor the soybeans. But but today that question becomes moot based off the opening bell.
They read your mind, didn't they? Well, I think it's a good question anyway, Dave, because there was some limitations in the July corn earlier this week. The indexes were still rolling out. We had gotten word from our contacts in Chicago, I think it was around Wednesday, that the indexes they thought were about 70 to 75% done moving their longs and liquidating their longs, and they probably pushed those longs into the December, is from what we can tell by our contacts. So that was a little bit limiting for the July corn. That has since changed. There's now renewed talk that, and I guess we would participate in this because there's been some pretty terrific basis popping in Illinois this last week, that if we do miss this next week's rain and the high comes back in over the Champaign and on east areas, you'll probably have a good likelihood of the commercials coming in and taking on long July corn into delivery along that Illinois River delivery point, just so that they can make sure that they're going to keep their pipeline needs taken care of, because a small yield decline on this big of acres is quite a big number to have to go down in terms of potential carryover. So that's gotten the July D's corn spread alive and kicking. The beans, it looks like the beans are a little bit easier to analyze versus maybe 3 weeks ago. The Brazilian stock market was up strong on emerging market buying overnight. That allowed the real to break higher against the dollar, almost 2% today. So I guess our mindset is beans will keep tracking with the wheat and corn, if the dollar strengthens against the real, and it'll be more of a laggard and a follower to wheat and corn. But if the real strengthens against the dollar and propels us back into the export market, with the kind of weather we're dealing with and with the very low margin requirements that bean speculators have to deal with in beans versus corn and wheat, beans may be our leader to the upside, and we suspect those bullish bean traders right now have that 880 and a quarter contract high in their sights because we're only a few cents from it right now.
If the commercials see that there is a half inch of rain, do they come in?
I think they will if you don't have your high move back out of the way, because I think it's safe to say that based upon clients and satellite data and agronomy data and commentary that if a half an inch of rain comes in to the driest areas of the Corn Belt, Champaign, on east to Columbus, Ohio, but that high reasserts itself and warm temps come back in, you're probably going to lose your high ground corn at this point, Dave. The sandy and gravelly high ground corn is under tremendous stress right now, and even the guys in Illinois towards Springfield, on up towards the Princeton area, anybody that doesn't have just a flat ground of corn and really nice topsoil and subsoil moisture, at this point, if they have high ground, it's going backwards, and if we get another week of very high temperatures, we're probably going to lose quite a bit of that high ground. And that, in key states, you know, south of Champaign, east of Champaign, and certainly our area and on over towards Columbus, Ohio, that kind of ground is very predominant, and you can really knock your average yield down quickly on that high ground giving up the ghost here in this early, late June, early July time period.
Cash demand in the wheat has been lacking, so the bull spreading appears to be fund-driven. Would it surprise you to see a break of 40 to 50 cents in the wheat market?
No, and today's probably the start of that. We kind of laid out today, putting ourselves out on the line here, given the factors we have to look at today, we should have a profit-taking day in wheat, given what you just talked about with the funds, given that it is a harvest Friday. Yeah, there's some harvesting delays in Oklahoma and Texas, but Kansas and the Central Plains pretty much wide open this weekend. Extreme overbought technicals. We've got Egypt canceled their tender this morning due to high price, and they made that a nice little stipulation, if you notice that. And then we also have the Board of Trade raising margins on wheat, too, trying to, I think, probably calm some of the spec enthusiasm, too. So four or five big factors here would say wheat should be a profit-taking day, but it's like we talked about last Friday. You were up against the report. You probably had a lot of bullishness factored in going into the report, but the USDA came in with even more bullishness. The weather didn't improve in the Ukraine or Russia, and so it's still a global mindset in wheat. If we don't correct in wheat today, then that does promote the idea that next week we're going to try and test some new highs again.
So from the producer's side, how much patience do you want to be before pulling triggers on some more sales?
On wheat, you mean?
Corn. Let's do it.
On corn. I think we do not want to sell any more corn until the rain falls, especially if you're east of Champaign, because we're sitting with the situation that guys are 40 to 50% hedged. Yeah, they have that all covered on paper, on out-of-the-money calls. That'll be very useful if it stays dry, but that 40 to 50% could turn into two-thirds to three-quarters sold, and I know I'm being dramatic by saying that, but we don't know when it's going to rain, and so the best advice we're giving right now, we think, is slow and steady wins the race. Don't oversell your bushels, even if you got crop insurance and calls. It's not that type of marketing year, and why is that? Well, because July wheat's at $6 as we go into harvest. We got to remember that wheat is our leader, and it's showing us some pretty phenomenal price action right now.
Where is the upside at wheat? At one time, we were thinking $6 seemed pretty lofty, and now we're there.
Yeah, we had a May 20th weekly range on the bar chart back in May 20th of 1996 from 555.5 to 666, Dave. So that's kind of our barometer right now as far as we're in that range. That's probably what the trade is trading right now until they get more fundamental information. It does look like China maybe will get some rains and help in the central part and even maybe the northern plains of China abate some of their problems there. But the Ukraine and Europe continue to be the major driver here in the world marketplace, and they don't look like they're going to get much relief based upon the latest stuff we've gotten.
So what one piece of advice, your top piece of advice, do you have for producers today?
Well, we put out an email yesterday, and we said, look, we didn't chase this wheat market on purpose because we had a really nice average price sold. We were going into harvest, and we had a lot of bullishness factored into the report. Going into the report, so we didn't chase it by being long the wheat, but we aren't going to do that in the corn because we are literally dealing with an acreage yield revenue issue here if we miss any more rains in again, areas east and south of Champaign. So we do not want to think that the corn cannot go any higher at this point because what the wheat has shown us and because of how tight our world stocks are. When we ran those stocks to use levels after the report came out, it really is remarkable to see that you're at 6 to 7, maybe 7.5% stocks to use here on the latest USDA figures versus a 5-year average of around 12 to 13%. So stocks to use have almost been cut in half here at this point, and we could see another cut of pretty big magnitude if we keep this high over us.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the time.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, using corn and oil seeds to create biofuels, agriculture's answer to diminishing fossil fuels. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.